We have spoken to you before about the evils of comparison, and yet we know how difficult it is to stay away from that completely. In this time, it is essential that you stay away from comparison, even with the past, even with others around you, because your world is unstable, and because of that, the energy that you carry must be held inside of you. And it is an unusual time in that there are very few external checkpoints. And we understand that being in the body, that can be challenging for you. But when we look at what those checkpoints have served in the past, it is that we go along and then there is a place to look outside of us that indicates to us that we are doing well or we are not doing well or something. And they were like signposts, and we check them as we moved along on our path. And the signposts are gone now. And if someone is telling you that they are the signpost, there is a very real probability that they are not. And so the necessity for bringing the energy into your own body and to bringing your thoughts into a place where you are not looking for an old comfortable thought pattern, but rather you are looking for a truer present time pattern that tells you how you are and how you are doing. Now, this leaves very little room for going back to the old doubts and fears, because they are not helpful either. They do not give you information that you need. But when you look at the energy forces around you, the past is not helpful. Going outside of yourself for the marker is not helpful. Finding the most powerful and loving way to be with yourself in the present moment is the only thing that opens the path in front of you. And that is the thing that you need to keep your focus on. Are you human? Of course. Do you wish this were an easier time? Of course you do. But this is the old time before the new time. And throughout history, these times have happened, and they have always exhibited the things that you are seeing now. We find it, we do not mean to say amusing, whimsical, that we look at your planet and people are saying, here are the reasons why the world is ending. These are the signs that everything is gone wrong. And the irony there is that every time the planet has made a significant change, particularly for the better, all of this list of things have been brought forward as a reason why we should be in dread and despair. And so we want you to remember that. These things are the signs of great change. They are not signs of the end of the planet. They are signs of great change, change that is greatly needed. And so while we understand it is not comfortable, we do want you to understand it as part of something that is becoming greater, even though you may not be able to see it now. So this is what we would like you to remember as you move forward. So if you will begin to breathe easily and deeply, breathe in the energy of creation. Exhale fear. Breathe in peace. Feel the blue energy of peace all around you. Breathe in peace. Exhale doubt. And feel feathered fans all around the outside of your body, softening, moving, changing the field around you, making it softer and rounder and less rigid, but more powerful in its softness. Feel that happening all around you. Now open your crown and feel that the universe is sending into your body and your field a flow of energy containing every vibration, every color, every element that you need in your life. Open the crown and allow the universe to deliver that very strong fluid flow down through your body. Let it touch every chakra center and connect you to the earth as it connects you to the universe. Now feel the power of your own life force and feel it coalescing in your body in such a way that it is light enough to rise, to move up, to leave through your crown. and let your energy rise into the night sky, feeling the coolness of it, feeling the magnificence of the creation around you in the sky, acknowledging the light that you are in the universe. And see the path in the sky that has been prepared for you. And feel the whole of your energy on that path, supported, surrounded, lightened, and lifted. And feel it move up. And higher still. And see ahead of you that there are gates like wings, and they open to receive you into a place prepared for you, for what you need, what heals you, what makes you wise. And as you move into your own place, be aware of the colors and the structures, and open to all that they give you. Drink from the water in this place. And move upward to the place where your teacher waits for you. When you have spent time with your teacher, receive a gift from the teacher, resting the mind. Know the gift. Thank you. receive the teacher's blessing and thank the teacher who has come to be here with you. Come back through your place to the gates and feel your freedom as you walk in the sky. How it is to be light and full and safe. How it is to be the creator of your own life. Bring your energy back into the room and above the circle, and as a gift, find a message, a gift for those who sit here with you. When you found your message, just begin to breathe into the center of your body to balance and to ground. When you've grounded in your body, open your eyes.